You're listening to KSOL, the Total Eclipse Edition.
Are you ready to jump into interstellar overdrive? Then hang tight with imaginary stations for kilowatt solar overdriven light years. I'm Jugular Jones, and welcome to my backyard solar oven barbecue.
French fries, too.
Good morning, everybody. I'm happy to fly. lights gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I like to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite's gone way up to Mars. Soon it will be filled with parking cars. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. I've been told that you with Harry, Mark, and John. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with Harry, Mark, and John. Satellites gone up to the sky. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I like to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love.
Wendette Pate presents, Can You See Bailey's Beads?
To witness a total solar eclipse is to experience fear, at least a little. Most people wouldn't admit that. We're 21st century humans, after all, and we know that an eclipse is a completely harmless thing. The sky darkens, which it does every day, but to a shade of blue and then black and blue that occurs at no other time.
Thank you. stop shining, it brings no cloud. And while winds of clouds and lightning, it reach the ground. It's like my heart on fire for you. Little girl, you are my desire.
Some ways illustrates one more gift of the solar eclipse, that it allows for two different kinds of vision, the aesthetic and the insightful, the glimpse of beauty and the glimpse of the working of the cosmos itself.
It's KSOL, the Great Total Eclipse Edition, from Imaginary Stations. Email us with your comments, correspondence, and reception reports. Our email is imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com. Hello, this is DJ Frederick from Imaginary Stations. You know, free radio on shortwave isn't actually free. We pay for airtime on the stations that we're broadcasting on. We'd like to keep bringing you the amazing variety of programs that we have, all the different themes and all the different music on Imaginary Stations into the new year. But in order to do that, we need your financial support. So please email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com to learn how you can donate to keep us on shortwave for many months to come.
You're listening to something different for your airwaves. Imaginary Stations.
Bye. When the moon blocks the sun during a solar eclipse, there is a noticeable impact on Earth's upper atmosphere, known as the ionosphere. These changes can affect radio communications, including amateur radio, also known as ham radio.
Ham radio is a way you can talk to people all around the world. You set up a radio and antenna. You talk into the radio sends a signal up to the antenna sends a signal up to the sky, it bounces off of the electrified layer of the sky back down to Earth, where you can talk to the person on the other side.
During the 2024 total solar eclipse, the HamSci Citizen Science Project is inviting ham radio operators to transmit radio signals. The goal is to have people make as many radio contacts as they can with operators in different locations during the celestial event. By recording how strong their radio signals are and how far they go, ham radio operators and scientists can learn about how the ionosphere changes during solar eclipses.
Sometimes you can talk around the world and sometimes you can't. And that's all based on what the ionosphere is doing, what the sun is doing. When it works and you are able to talk to these faraway places, I find that really magical.
To learn how you can participate, follow Do NASA Science on X and Facebook.
We'll be right back. you, mister. Told me I got what it takes. She said, I'll turn you on, son, into something strong. Play the song with the funky break. And go-kart Mozart was checking out the weather charts, see if it was safe outside. And little early birdie came by in his curly whirly and asked me if I needed a down, but you never got touch. She's gonna make it to the night. She's gonna make it through.
Crash to the ground. I'll scarf with a slingshot, finding
And this is DJ Frederick with a public service reminder to wear those safety glasses when viewing an eclipse, otherwise you may be blinded by the light. And you have been listening to KSOL, the Total Eclipse Edition. Thank you.